There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Delicious.
Hello and welcome to Copy in Copenhagen. My name is Owen and I'm with Marius.
Hi, Elsam.
And I'm also with Abby.
Hey.
This is a podcast about life in Denmark. It's about life in Scandinavia. It's about life in Copenhagen. I'm going to pull back a second and say okay. Copenhagen as well because it's in the name.
It's in the name.
Titular. Isn't that it? Titular?
Yeah.
Titular podcast name.
Stop it. You sound disgusting.
It's about Scandinavia. And it's about whatever else we want to talk about, a.k.a. the world, a.k.a. emotions, a.k.a.
Life.
Yes. I'm Irish. I'm Owen and I'm Irish. Abby's Abby and Abby's American. and Marius is Marius and Marius is Danish.
Yeah.
And combined, we create the force of having opinions about the place we live.
Hello!
The way we do that is we talk about news articles, we talk about experiences, That's how we do it.
That's how we do it.
Yeah.
That's the recipe.
If you
nobody ever gets sick of hearing this intro, I bet.
It is important.
And we do a new way, a new slightly different way every time. I mean, this is like variety is the spice of life. And look at how varied we can be.
Uh-huh.
It's incredible.
I know.
Variety is only the spice of life if those varieties are good varieties.
Oh, whoa.
Strong dropping the philosophy bomb on us.
The art right is back, baby. Art right is back. Read my blog.
He says art right.
Art right. Yeah. Just let's clarify that.
Yeah.
So, if speaking of news and stuff, if you've clicked on the Copenhagen Post, thank you very much for joining us through that wonderful outlet. If you're on iTunes, while you're there, give us a quick 5-star review. Let us leave a little written comment. We love getting those. Some amazing little messages up there. And also Spotify, stick another 5-star up there if you can. That's always wonderful to see.
Spend an afternoon hopping from platform to platform, giving us 5 stars on each one. If you can get up to 25 stars you've given us, we'll give you 1 gold star.
1 gold star for that. And it's all coming through the wonderful Acast network. And there's other ways of communicating with us. Email is a way of communicating with us. Copy in Copenhagen. And a lot of people have done that recently.
Yeah.
And Abby, what happens if you contact us?
Well, some people contact us and say that, it's not just Debbie and Roger listening. Debbie and Roger were the first listeners that we had names for. And we were like, well, it's just Debbie and Roger out there. And now some people are emailing us and saying it's not just Debbie and Roger. And those people are Debbie, Roger, Alex, Sean, Brian, Kimberly, Gareth, Ben, my brother, Ian, Matthew, Tommy, Emily, Mihai, and this week we got a second Roger, which is Debbie's
Roger.
Husband.
Oh!
Debbie's husband is also named Roger,
not the
Debbie and Roger of the original list, which
the
is
universe works in mysterious
wild.
Ways.
Wild. I feel like if we have two Rogers listening to our podcast, that must like amount to like, that like counts as like 10,000 people.
When you hit another Roger.
And then another person emailed us this week saying that, first of all, saying they love our podcast, we're so great, really nice stuff, and that they have an Irish name that they want me and Marius to try to pronounce while Owen laughs at our faces.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
That's here.
All right. So the name is spelled M-A with the
Fada.
Line over it.
Fada.
Fada?
Yeah.
Like Luke, I am your Fada?
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. M-A with a Fada. I-R-E with a Fada. ID. And I know that like in Irish names you like think the name like I think like Siobhan is like
Siobhan.
Siobhan is spelled like I think it starts with like a P in an Irish name. Like it's crazy. Like they're just like they do crazy things.
Yeah, we do.
So it starts with an M, so I'm gonna guess it's like an H sound. I think that this name...
Go ahead. Just give it a crack. Dive deep. Go just...
Muriel.
You changed up there at the last.
I did.
No, go with the first one.
I was
going to
be like, Harry I.
Okay, Harry I. Okay, all right.
But like
Muriel.
Yeah, I think, I don't know, that just came to me.
That's a different, you know, that's a name, right?
Yeah, but name. I thought like maybe you guys are spelling
Muriel. Because you're going
like
with Muriel.
Marriott. The right. way that it's spelled like phonetically to me is like Marriott.
Okay, yeah.
Marriott is how it looks to
okay.
me.
Okay, yeah.
I would say I'm going to go for a Moy. Beginning to this.
Moy toy.
Moy.
Like a Muay Thai.
Like yeah, yeah.
So I'm gonna go Moirid. Like a bit how
Wait,
I imagine.
What did you do? You just
Moirid.
I gotta say you're actually not far off. And Marius, in a certain context, you're correct. Like in a certain
underwater.
If you're like a Kerry farmer who speaks very quickly,
yeah.
The newest member of the list is Mairead.
Mairead. Mm. Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That makes a lot of sense. I feel like this was a trick because.
Yeah.
I really thought it was going to be way more complicated. Okay. What if I think I would have said Mairead or something.
Mairead with children.
Yeah. Oh God, we're good at this.
We're very.
Do we have
funny
a section
today.
Of this
just
podcast
funny names.
Just like Irish names?
Funny names. None of this has anything to do with Denmark so far.
No.
But anyway, these people, we know they listen to our podcast. Thank you for emailing us and asking us to be on the list. You can be on the list too if you want. And you can just send us emails too. I think it's very cool. I mean, I think both things are very cool. But sometimes people email us and they explicitly say something like, I'm not asking to be on the list. I just want to tell you.
Yeah, yeah, like,
and I'm
why
like,
would
whoa.
You take, why take it away? I don't know.
I think it's kind of a cool move. Yeah. It's like, oh, yeah, okay. You know, yeah, you're doing something else entirely.
On
this
my
is another
own. Yeah.
order of business. I like that. Yeah. So anyway, I like whatever you say to us as long as it's nice. That's what I like.
And now, like you previously said, so if we hit a certain amount of numbers, you'd be very happy. I think I've found my, this is going to make me insanely happy if
what?
We hit three Rogers.
Okay.
Three Rogers.
Okay.
Are you out there? Is there another Roger?
If there's another Roger out there,
I think in this case, you will
to us.
Have to send us some kind of like
proof.
Government
yeah,
verification.
Yeah, yeah,
we're
yeah.
not just going to believe
license,
your,
totally.
If you're
yeah, yeah.
emailing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, if you go to the length of creating an email address that says like, my name is Roger, I think we'd accept it. But like, you
That's
know.
Be like when we're like promoting it, be like, Kobe and Copenhagen, the podcast with three Rogers.
Yeah.
It's going to be another thing that goes on the t-shirt
yeah, yeah.
that has like
the
one that carries that makes a t-shirt basket. What was that thing called? I don't know. That was a fun
t-shirt
episode.
Basket, right? With,
yeah,
with walk
yeah.
carrying melons.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. It's gonna be. We're only gonna sell extra, like 5XL t-shirts, so that you can use them really well for t-shirt baskets.
Yeah, t-shirt
great.
Baskets. Okay, all right. Thank you so much for emailing us. It's always wonderful to hear from everybody, and I'll also just write with comments and suggestions for stories and stuff. Speaking of stories, there is one that I'd like to bring up. It's pretty simple, but
yeah.
I thought it was interesting. So yesterday, Wednesday, let's say, because this is coming out Friday, Wednesday, there were protests in Aalborg. Shout out to all our Aalborg listeners way up there.
Yep.
There were protests when the Minister for Finance and the Prime Minister was up there, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And loads of people came out protesting. Abby, what do you think they were protesting about?
I think they were like, there's too many A's in the name of our city.
Just take it down to one.
Yeah.
No, they were protesting about tax cuts.
Tax cuts.
Yeah.
So they were protesting paying less tax.
They want us to pay more tax.
Us, like as in them.
The world. No, not the world.
The
Denmark.
World.
The Danish the world. World.
Okay,
Danish
great.
World.
All right.
What an interesting take.
Tell me more.
That's it.
Well, do they have, I mean, they must have like aims that they feel like
yes.
the taxes aren't.
Yeah. Okay. So the story is that I'm sure we've seen the headlines that Danish economy doing all right. You know, that seems to be the
yeah,
the
apparently
motto.
We found 20 billion more extra.
Really? Like
behind
in the pocket of our jeans?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. In the wash. All those
Wait,
coins fell out.
Really? Mm-hmm. No, I haven't seen these headlines. I skipped right
I haven't
over
heard
them.
About this 20 billion.
Well, I just heard that today that, yeah, they came out and like, it's going really well, guys. We got to say.
Really?
Yeah. So I've seen a few headlines being like, you know what? We're doing great.
Hey, guys, if you're one of these companies, book me for your Julefrokost. I will take just one of those billion kroners.
But the thing is, they're like, the government is saying, actually, the economy's fine. And then they're also saying, but of course, the people aren't seeing that because of inflation and yada, yada, yada. So they're like, we're fine, but it doesn't look like we're fine. But we're fine, but it doesn't look like we're fine. And what the protest
sounds like an alcoholic.
Exactly. That sounds like what I say on a Saturday morning. Speaking of which, I'll talk about that later on.
is it your alcoholism?
Well, that's something like that.
Yeah, oh,
that,
yeah. Okay,
yeah,
great.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know what I'm talking about.
Wait, maybe you should just tell us now.
Did I just say? Yeah. I wrote an article about doing a dry month, which will be out next week in Copenhagen Post.
Yeah, check it out.
It's my turn to have an article. Yay!
We're doing that. We're doing every month. One of us is writing an article for the Copenhagen Post in a coping in Copenhagen column, which is the most alliteration you can get out of any podcast.
We're going to have a protest to see if we can get any one of those C's taken off.
Too many C's.
But Owen's week is next week, so check it out. You can pick up a paper copy of the Copenhagen Post, I think, from next week, and you can read it online. It's going to be great.
So the protests were saying that the government is planning tax breaks until 2030, right? And they're saying that municipalities are struggling and people are, you know, there's organizations that are having to be shut down or making cutbacks a lot. And they're saying, this is bullshit. You're saying the economy is good, but we're struggling and you want to cut taxes. Please don't do this. And the interesting thing was in the DR article I read about this, it's also on the Copenhagen Post in English, but they're saying that when they're interviewing the politicians, they're like, oh yeah, we see what you're saying. We see what you're saying. Does it change our minds? Absolutely not. No. They were just
so
like, no,
Danish.
No, we're great that you came out, but no, we're not listening.
That's such a great parenting strategy, once again, from the Danish government. And like really frustrating to hear from you.
Skedifa.
Yeah. What is that?
Skedifa. Danish daddy.
Tax daddy.
Tax daddy.
Skedifa.
Skedifa.
I thought it was like Scandifa.
Not to make tax gendered.
That's okay.
Skedifa.
Go ahead, take it, daddy. I don't know.
You should have.
We don't really want to buy it over. Nobody's coming down, breaking down the tax daddy door. include me. No. Tax daddy can have it.
You can have tax daddy. You can have that. One,
tax daddy. Too.
Tax daddy. It's good they're protesting, I think.
Yeah.
I support them. Because it's like all of these tax cuts are affecting their daycares and all of this stuff that like, you know, makes our life easy here in Denmark. Mm.
But what is interesting is, yes, I want the daycare. I want all the stuff. But it seems like if there's 20 billion kroner that just appeared, that could go to some of those things rather than those things closing. Struggling having to pay more tax right now.
Well, their justification I just read is that, well, you know, you never know what's going to come.
The rainy day. Oh, rainy tax day. Daddy's it's waiting a for tax a rainy day.
It's a rainy day. You never know. There might come another, you know, corona fun experience that's going to cost us a lot. And energy crisis, war and all this.
Did they say anything about how they found 20 billion kroner actually?
No, I think it's because our economy is actually doing quite well. I think it's not.
It's just
that our BNP was higher
than
expected. Okay. Kind of, yeah. Okay. It wasn't just like, oh, guys, look what I found. Yeah. Yeah.
You're not gonna believe. There was another zero.
There was another zero.
Oh my god! I really made a boo boo with a whiteout this time.
Oh, Scat Daddy.
Oh, Scat Daddy. Oh.
All right. Well, good. Well, keep protesting to keep things open. I like that. And it does feel uniquely Danish, though, for the people to take to the streets and demand to pay more taxes. Mm. That feels like a protest that isn't happening a lot of places.
That's my point. Like, I really want to like just spread the word that people do this.
Yeah,
like, we protest for tax. Yeah. Which is, it makes sense. Fucking makes sense. I mean, yeah, okay.
But it's interesting that it's framed like that, like protesting for a tax. That's what's interesting about it, because of course people take to the streets constantly to keep institutions that are helping communities open. Like that is a common thing that people protest for. But that here, the way that it is seen by the public to be able to do that is to pay more tax, and that is like wild.
But it's the way we approach it, right? The way we look at the word tax and what it means to us is not a negative. It's a positive. It's a group collective. Like it's a collective importance. It helps everybody. It lifts everybody up. It's not like fucking taking my money. Yeah. You know, it's like, no, we're giving. We're giving to help everybody. That's the viewpoint, right?
Yeah. Mm.
But that's not what a lot of other people think when they think tax. No, for good reason. Yeah. And to be fair, there's a lot of places where you could complain that, like, I pay tax and I see fuck all of it doing anything.
Yeah.
Sure, that's another conversation. Mm. But here you see, like, these people protesting are like, this is what we need the tax for. And we know that if we had a tax increase, we could pay for that. You know,
it comes back a lot of times to me to how fast you can see things work here. Like, I know that there's lots that moves really slowly in Denmark, but it does feel a lot of times like people look at a budget, they create a budget, and then your local Bernahale, like, loses a staff member. You know what I mean? Like, you can see it direct. Like, and they say it. They say, like, oh, this means that this many people from this many municipalities are going, we can't afford to keep them on.
Mm-hmm.
And then you feel it in your thing. And there's just, like, such a direct path because of the transparency that, like, the government is required to share here and the quick voting. Like, I think, as I've said before, it makes a difference that, like, there are so many parties to vote for and there are elections so frequently that, like, you have to share the progress and the setbacks really openly in order to get anywhere with your politics.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Whereas that's just not the case in America.
So they're so open about things. I didn't know this until recently, but you know, the thing that I've been noticing more and I've been thinking about more is roadworks. I don't know. I'm seeing a lot. Is it just me or is there a lot? I'm getting old. I'm seeing a lot of roadworks.
You know, I've noticed a lot. You ever seen a skid loader before? Those things are pretty cool. Owen's either getting old or Owen's getting toddler. Like, yeah. Hey, you know what I noticed? You ever see a truck with a bucket on? Wow. Wowza.
That must be able to lift a lot.
Could watch that for hours.
Honestly, you can't tell the difference which one it is. But I didn't know this. I want to have a whole conversation about roadworks at some stage when we're very really stuck for conversation. With sure. But
Marius and I just made a face like we don't want to have a whole conversation about
maybe roadworks.
Me and Abby are going to be away for that.
The one week you can't make it. I'm like, it'll just be a monologue with me talking about roadworks and the dumpers.
That's called a one-way conversation.
But seemingly, I didn't know this, but whenever there's roadworks, there's a sign and it explains what they're doing.
Cute.
Is that, Marius, I'm looking at you. Did you know this?
What do you mean they explain what they're doing?
So if there's construction.
You mean, like, that picture of a man digging a hole? They're not just digging holes, Owen.
This is all for one guy with a shovel. Where's the guy with the shovel?
They said that me, a guy with a shovel. They do their signs in, like,
no
IKEA instructions. And then there's just, like, one guy looking quizzically with his arms raised. Like, I don't know.
No, but
what if IKEA made the roadwork signs?
You just go through IKEA and you see loads of roadwork signs.
Yeah, you'll be like, which one do you want? Do you want new paving?
Yeah, new paving.
Do you want digging for the sewer system?
Building the metro.
Seemingly, there's, like, I was told that they're, like, there's a sign and they're like, oh, this work is due to checking mains, or this work is due to putting new tarmac, or, you know, like, they explain what they're doing.
Okay, they don't do that in other countries? Or?
No. Okay. I've never noticed. Although, my new fascination and intrigue with roadworks has just been blossoming. So maybe it's something I'm going to really delve into and it turns out we do it everywhere. I don't know. I'll keep you informed.
Is
I'll keep
there
you
a
up
community
to date.
Like, God. Train watchers or, you know, enthusiasts that just watch roadwork?
There's, I don't.
I think it's called, it's a club and it's called Men at Roadwork.
That's very good. That's very good.
Deep cut for our Aussie band
fans. I don't know. Did I say this on mic? But I'm sure I've heard of a Facebook group that pothole appreciation.
You told
society.
Me.
Oh,
and
I told
now,
you.
And now Sofus and I, my kid and I, we go around looking at all the potholes we can see. It's great. It's
pothole covers. You know,
yeah.
Potholes on its own.
Yeah,
a little bit sad.
That's a smaller group. Yeah. There's only like seven or eight people in that group. But seemingly, I need to do a deep dive into this because I have this idea of doing a wonderful documentary on it. But seemingly, I was told once upon a time that A, there's a Facebook group for people for pothole cover appreciation people, and B, I heard there was a wedding of two people who met each other through that group. Oh, and fell in love and story. Got married.
That's so cute. Yeah. Wow. Maybe at the end, Soph's here because he's, my kid is here because he's sick today, but not sick enough to nap or be at home, but just sick enough to miss school. And so maybe at the end we can get him to say his favorite pop.
Oh,
cover.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're big fans now. Oh, actually, I told him after you told me that, yeah. And we're enjoying the search. It's really fun.
I'm telling you, this is getting older.
But they're amazing. Like, they're really, I mean, they're not, they're, it's the big ones that are different. And in an area, you really can almost, you can always spot differences. There's like, I haven't seen two that are exactly the same, unless they're like, there are some that are covers that you can tell, like, that are by the electricity company or by the sewer company, and some of those match. And some of them still don't, because I feel like the companies are like getting in on it. But all of the big, like, city ones are different, and it's just, I mean, when you find out something like that in your 30s, like, oh, and you gave this gift to me, and I just now, I think after I found that out, I was like, there's so much stuff going on right under our,
under our noses.
Yeah. So many little Easter eggs just in real life, and this one is a really fun one. Fucking pothole covers, man.
Send in your favorite pothole covers to companycovenate@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Oh my god,
Marius, you got something to tell us?
Speaking of pot, that doesn't work. kind of a follow up to what's been. Last week we talked about the closing of Pusher Street and sort of what the repercussions might be from closing the Pusher Street, as we all talked about. That typically means that sort of the gang war spreads around town, we've started to see that happening already. There was an explosion on Nørrebro at the Hell's Angels clubhouse in Nordvest.
Whereabouts is that?
I heard it. It woke me up.
Is it? So it's down by your place?
Yeah.
Are you
here
goes,
here continues Owen's never-ending pursuit to expose my exact location at all moments on the air. Oh, so it's by your house. Oh, you mean like, was it in your apartment? Was it your apartment number? Wait, was it by your window? Every time. Yeah, I don't know. It's far. I think it's like on the other side of Norvest than me.
It was Spain of mine.
But it was like at 5:30 in the morning or something.
Really?
And I was having dreams about like fire going down the streets that weren't scary. Like they were just like, you know how you have dreams.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Sometimes in like Michael Jordan, you know Michael Jordan's Michael Jordan, but he looks like Kim Cattrall, you know, and you're just like, oh, but that's Michael Jordan. Do you know what I mean? Like, you know who someone is.
Am I dreaming right now?
This feels like a bit of a fever dream.
Like, you know who someone is.
Yeah.
But
what's this got to do with
I'm getting there. You know who someone is, but
Michael
they don't
Jordan
like
bombed.
No, I'm accusing Michael Jordan and Kim Cattrall.
In cahoots.
Yeah. Anyway, that was kind of happening in my dream where there was like fire spreading down the street towards me, but I knew it wasn't scary. Like it was just like, oh, there's a fire coming at me. And then there was an explosion down the street and I was like, that was an explosion. And I like turned to Yolm and I was like, that was an explosion. He was like, I heard the thing, but.
Wow.
And I was like, I know it.
Holy
and
shit.
And it really was.
It really was.
Okay,
it
go
really
ahead.
Was.
That's what. And it was Michael Jordan and Kim Cattrall, I'm telling you.
You were not the only one who was woken up by this.
Yeah.
But it was Sveinevej, where this clubhouse is. Now, today, here on the 11th of September, is that today? Is that the day?
That is way back. That's Monday.
That's when this article was written.
Okay.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Yep.
On the 11th of September, maybe the day before, who knows?
You should. You're reading the article.
But it doesn't say.
Okay.
So, yes, from, let's say, the 10th of September.
we'll round it off.
We'll round it off. Sounds nice. The Copenhagen police have closed three bike or gang hangouts, clubhouses.
Mm-hmm.
There's a Hells Angels one, there's a Loyal to Familiar one, LTF, as they're called.
They have a gang house?
Yeah.
They're a biker gang?
Yeah.
I didn't know they were a biker gang.
Who, the Hells Angels?
No, Loyal to Familiar. Oh.
No, I don't know if they're specific. I think they're just a gang.
Yeah, but they have a house?
It's a tree house.
Okay.
It's really cute.
Why are you so shocked about they have a house?
They got a house? They're going to get a mortgage? Hey!
I can't get a mortgage.
They got any roadworks on that street?
What's the sign say? It's the guy digging.
Hey, what do they use to trim their bushes with? Hey, they got somebody to do that yard work? Oh, it's just getting so...
My neighbor!
Domestic.
I tell you about my neighbor. What he was doing at 4:30 in the morning. No, it's just like, you hear of biker clubs having houses, right? Or like gang, like houses, right? Whatever. Right?
Clubhouse.
Don't stop looking at me.
Owen is so sad that he's never been invited.
I've never heard of like, a gang having a location where you're like, and that's where the gang live, you know? And like,
Are you thinking because like they're doing, you know, illegal things?
Yeah. Because a biker club is like a biker gang or a club. Clubs have houses all over. So there's loads of biker gangs who, or clubs, or whatever you want to call them, have like houses. But it's because it's like nothing to do with, you know, illicit activity.
Yeah. Okay.
But then like Loyal to Familia is a gang, right? It's a criminal gang. Mm. And we know where they have a house.
So because they don't have a hobby like motorbikes.
Yes. To at least disguise the fact that they're purely, you know, maybe they have an outreach group. I don't know.
They do chess.
Maybe. I don't know.
They're a baking club.
Yeah.
I mean, well, it is interesting though because
pottery society
here, like I feel like in other countries it's really like the meaning of like club is like so divergent. It's like either like only children would have it or like only like a gang or like a, you know,
No. Clubs are such an institutional part of Denmark.
That's what I mean. That's in the country, yeah? They are sponsored. Like you can get sponsored by the government to play ping pong with your buddies.
Yeah.
And that's like a normal grown up thing to do. It is a thing that I like love about Denmark truly, like that there's like a culture of like hobby and like trying to do things for fun and trying things as an adult. It's one of my favorite things about this country. However, my internal American thinks it's really fucking silly.
Why?
No, it's just like it feels there's in America, if you like, there are things like people join like kickball clubs and things like that, but it's like, okay. Like, the reason is because if you're not doing something to get paid at all times, you're either rich and then you're like, okay, go and do your hoity-toity whatever thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Or you're a child. Or you like can't hack it.
But sports don't count.
Sports?
Like if you're a part of a sports team, then you're like.
Still, there as an adult, if you're unpaid to play sports, there is something about like, unless you're playing pickup, like, but like, pick an up. Or like pick if you're playing pickup basketball, if you're just going to the park and playing basketball, nobody's going to make fun of you. Mm. But if you're in a club, it's not explicit, like people are going to make fun of you for sure, but like kind of like there's an idea because the culture in America is that you have to be working and that like if you are not working, it means that you already have everything you would need to work for and then you're a fucking asshole. So it's like if you are admitting that you have a hobby that does not pay money
time.
And is not like whatever. Yeah, if you like are scrapbooking, we make fun of that. We make fun of like anything.
Is when you say we, is this just you? Are you just mean? Are you just a mean person?
I started stand-up comedy here. Uh-huh. And before I was like a professional at stand-up comedy, I felt like embarrassed. Mm-hmm. I felt like it was really embarrassing to do. Because it was like, what? Like, what? You're going to go out there and try to learn something as an adult? Like, there is, and that was like really, and of course, there's a component of it that's just personal, but it is cultural, I think. Mm-hmm, like, I think it is embarrassing on a cultural level for an American adult who is not like upper middle or upper class to try something new. It's like a, yeah. But in Denmark.
Unless it's therapy, right?
I think, yeah, I mean, that's very popular right now, but it wasn't all, like, that was a kind of a similar thing, like, a while, yeah. Like, but, not but too so, long
and
ago.
You're saying it's a part of the fabric to have, be a member of a club in Denmark.
Yeah, like, as you said, like, a lot of it is subsidized or, like, government funded or, like, there's a lot of private companies, like, there's a, okay.
Can you list off some of the, like, top of your head, what kind of clubs will there be that you think, like, oh, there's definitely those ones around?
Like, rowing.
Scouts, rowing, football bowling, clubs, bowling.
Like, birding.
Floorball, hockey.
Yeah. What? Like, birding? Bird watching. Oh. Yeah, you get, there's, and these places
birding?
Have little.
Is that what it's called?
Birding, yeah.
Careful, that's also a sexual thing, so.
Is what? It?
Yeah.
If you have sex with birds.
What is birding?
What's birding?
No comment.
Okay.
Well, oh, Marius is into it.
That's the subscription version of alt right.
No, it's like, when you lie naked on Rådhusplassen and a stranger just comes and picks you up.
Lie what? Naked?
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
On a specific place?
You're not joking. Rådhusplassen.
No. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's like
it's called birding because that's what birds do with French fries that just lies on the. On the Rose Pleasant.
Wow. That's
you're, no, you're joking. He's joking. He's joking.
That is.
He's joking. You've really done that before. One. You've got such
okay,
a straight face.
One day we will do an episode where we just make up Danish specific sex moves.
Oh, that's good. That could be a really fun episode. We should do Patreon and we should do all these like really good. Yeah. Like that would be
raunchy,
a great like yeah.
Raunchy episodes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell us, email us and tell us if you're dying to pay us to tell us tell you raunchy Danish sex
raunchy
moves.
Danish, like, made up and
we will make it happen, guys. We will make it happen.
Okay, so they're closing down clubs.
Oh, rowing yeah, club, well, so the bowling interesting club, thing, birding club. Yeah, but no, so yeah. So they're closing down three of these gang clubhouses. One on Sveinevej Nordvest, one on
the one that got blown up.
Yeah, that one's closed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're closing it down.
And one in Amager. On
you can't fire us. We quit.
But they're only doing it for 2 weeks. It's like a
they're grounding them.
Yeah, it's more like we're grounding you for 2 weeks. You can't be in your clubhouse.
So, okay, right.
And, yeah, and it's also kind of in relation to these visitation zones where they can stop you now for no no reason. They're continuing into the until the 26th of September.
Oh, that's how long that visitation zone thing is lasting?
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah. So that's what's happening there. I don't really know if that's a positive thing or a negative thing in terms of this preventing the violence to spread.
Well, fucking bombs are going off in Novest, so.
Well, I think coming from Mary.
But if they close their clubhouse now, when are they, like, then they're not going to bomb each other's clubhouses. Then they're going to bomb each other in each other's, you know, home apartments where other people live, potentially. So that's, I don't think that's a
that happened
thing.
Before, right? In during the biker gang wars, wasn't that a something like that happened?
Yeah, I mean, there were several, as many years ago, as I can't exactly remember. I know my sister lived in a building where above her, one of the then presidents of Hells Angels lived. And she saw people crawling on the roof above, across from her.
Yeah.
And she was just like, told her partner, get down on the floor! Because there'd just been a rocket launcher like blasted into the T-10 scale, which is very close to where she lives. Hells Angels castle at that point. She just thought this was an attack at Junke, who lived above her. So, yeah.
I won't say names or where, but I know a friend of ours, a mutual friend of all of ours, lives... in a place, and there's a Hell's Angel person living on the street as well, and they've moved. I think you know who I'm talking about. Okay. They moved out, and now there's young people living in the place. And he told me he wished the Hell's Angels would come back because the young people are so loud. So that's happening. What was I going to say? I was going to say something. I can't remember now.
Misk?
That's it. Today is a big day for Misk.
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 Misk. It's going a little French now. The president of the European Union is going to be here. What's her name again?
We're going to cut this out so that I yell it out right away when you say it. And I can't believe, I'm like, I can't believe you didn't know. It's because it's a woman.
Ursula von der Leyen.
Okay, ready? Ursula von der Leyen. You just didn't know that because she's a woman.
So harsh. Sexist. Jeez.
So sexist. Though.
Jeez.
I was going to say it, but I wanted Abby to.
Right. Anyway, she's in town because Milsk.
Milsk. You're saying it like it's a Russian cat or something.
I'm saying it the way
get
I want to say
here,
it.
Get over here, Milsk.
I'll say it the way I want to say it.
I'll say it. It's my word, all right? It's my word.
It's coming out of my mouth.
Milsk.
Maersk?
Ask.
Maersk? Like Maersk. The shipping company?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you sound ridiculous.
Maersk.
Yeah.
Maersk. I can say it. I just don't want to. Maersk. Anyway, yesterday, if you're listening on Friday, Maersk has launched their brand new green shipping ship.
I mean, not everybody gets a news announcement from us when they paint some shipping containers, but...
It's... Abby. No, it's green because...
Well, I didn't get that at all.
Because it's green, painted green. It's a terrible joke.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Was it terrible? Yeah. Whoa. Okay, Mr. I can't pronounce Maersk. Okay.
I can!
All right, well, if we're going to be critical...
So anyway, the president of the European Commission is here because to celebrate this shipping, she's going to be the one who actually smashes the champagne bottle against it.
Okay.
Because it's going to use new fuel, which is 65% less emissions than average, right?
Yeah.
And Maersk has come out and said, this is all great, but fuck it, we're really, really late. They actually said that. It's like, they're like, yeah, it's great to do it, but fuck it, we should have done this before. Yada, yada, yada.
They that's said that?
Good. Yeah.
Good for them.
Yeah, but wait till that's all well and good, right? Okay, cool. Great. 65%. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. The interesting thing about this story is that this company, the biggest company in Denmark by far, is not included when we consider Danish emissions, right? So when you look at Danish emissions, what is going on with your... What are you doing? What are you doing with your teeth?
I just remember that I have canines and so I was poking them on.
You look like you're trying to be a vampire.
Yeah, I just like remembered those teeth in my mouth. I was listening. We were
Talk
fine.
Talk more about this.
Talk more about this.
Anyway, Maersk. so anyway, yada, yada, yada. What is going on today? What is going on today?
I was just poking my teeth.
Yeah, like a weirdo. Trying to talk about emissions.
I'm used to you
here.
Not looking at me.
Anyway, this company, because of the UN works, isn't counted, right? So Denmark's biggest company isn't counted in Danish emissions. Maersk on its own produces, everything included, production, building of the ships, everything, releases more emissions per year than the whole of Denmark.
Goddamn. But that's not counted in the
data. So when they're like, Copenhagen's going to be climate neutral by 2025, they're like, except because we don't count a double of our country.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, cute.
Yeah.
What a pain.
It's mad. It's crazy.
Why?
But I'm sure that's for all shipping companies. So this is a shitty thing for
Denmark.
Okay,
I'm sorry. So Maersk pollutes that all over the world.
Sorry?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's going around. So this Danish company,
all around the world, yeah.
Because it's only polluting some in Denmark.
Yeah, it's only a little bit in Denmark, but the rest of the world
but
is.
But it's going pop, and just polluting.
Yeah, just pop.
Oh, that's cute.
Well, it's going to pop, 65% less with these new ships.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
So how many new ships do they have?
One.
Okay.
It's one so
far.
Out
of how many fucking
I don't know.
Tankers?
A lot. Yeah.
What is really interesting, though, is that is true, right? Because when you look at somebody being climate neutral, I mean, I guess that this has been talked about before, but listen, this is the first time I'm thinking about it on my own, so you're going to have to hear it. But it's like that, right, Maersk is – Denmark is a really, climate, friendly, really great leading forefront country for this. And it has a company that is polluting on its own more than the entire country. And it's just polluting other places. So Denmark, when we read the air here, it's like, you guys are doing great.
Mm-hmm.
You guys look great. Oh my gosh, is that a new shirt? Your climate, it looks amazing.
Yeah.
And then we're just fucking up everywhere else.
To be fair, because Maersk is not included with the UN. What was that, Abby? That's crazy. Stop. You're acting like a crazy person. Stop acting crazy. Because they're not included in any the the Paris agreements and whatever the UN's expecting, they're under no obligation to do anything. So they're making these changes.
The moral.
Yeah, exactly. And they're doing it. They're making these changes. So on that sense, you're like, oh, that's pretty good. But there's another company. Actually, I'm not going to get into the finer details of in international shipping companies. I leave that one for another podcast.
Hey, we'll do the road work one. The finer details of international shipping companies.
A lot
one.
Of solo podcasts coming up.
Just going to be called My Thoughts.
It's going to be a great sleep cast.
It's going to be called Misk.
I got one. I got something quick to say.
Oh, okay.
I think that... it was just the 2,000 people just became Danish citizens yesterday. Hey. Ooh, I think. Nice. Congratulations if that's you.
Welcome.
Welcome. You've probably been here for fucking 12 years.
Yeah.
I've been here for 5 and I just got my permanent residency denied. It's going to be for, I mean, I was kind of expecting it. I was trying to do it on the fast track and I knew that is hard. But anyway, it's really hard to become a citizen of this country, and 2,000 people did it. That means they passed multiple tests, like 3 tests at least. It means they like volunteered at organizations. It means they lived here a shitload of time. It means they earned a bunch of money. It means they like fucking sold their souls to buy an apartment. They are really like, they worked really hard to do it, and now they did it, and I hope that they get cute passport pictures. And I hope that they live happy lives in Denmark, and they now join the government so that they can change the laws and make it easier for people who live here to live here.
Yep. No, that was a beautiful sentiment.
Yeah.
Thank you, Amy.
Yeah,
Mary, so you got any sizzlingly hot tips?
Oh. It's lukewarm.
Okay, all
right. No, I have some great hot tips. What should we look at first? How about cheese? Huh? How about cheese?
How about it?
You guys like cheese?
I like cheese.
You love like cheese. Your cheese? Cheese Copenhagen is coming. that's an event, obviously. It's on
not
the
obviously
16th of September from 10 to 4.
It's called Cheese in Copenhagen.
It's the Oster the Cheese Festival. It's back, baby. It's Oster back.
It's back, baby.
We're back, baby. Bell.
Come and taste the year's great celebration of Danish organic cheese culture. When the
culture, good one. That's what you gotta do to make cheese.
You're gonna steal that one for your next stand-up special, aren't you?
It's the Dairy Union for Cheese and Cow. They will open the Cheese Copenhagen 2023 in Torvhallerne in Copenhagen. So that's in by the Torvhallerne, the food court there. Mm. And there'll be a bunch of cheeses. 75 carefully selected cheeses from all over the country. So it's only Danish cheeses. So, if that's not your thing, then don't. It's free to go. But I don't think that, I don't know, maybe, yeah, I'm sure there'll be a bunch of samples. I love a good cheese sample.
Love
sample. Just little toothpick. Nom, nom, nom. So that's something you could do on the 16th if you're into cheese. And another food-related thing, there's the grand closing finale of Reffen. That's on the 22nd of September from 12 to the 23rd.
I heard on the grand finale of Reffen is they set the island on fire. Anybody who comes can come.
That's
and then
it, yeah.
It's a Viking funeral.
Yeah. The whole thing is just set up in smoke. They tried to push it out to sea, but it doesn't go anywhere.
There will be, you know, food, and then there's the Werkstatt, where there's the indoor thing. There'll be a bunch of...
It's a disco now, isn't there?
DJs in there. Yes. Shamon Baden, Juma Sound Systems, and other people I don't know who are. So check that out if you're want to get your last little bit of food at Reffen in. Mm. Then, if we look a little bit into sort of what's good for internationals to also kind of do to get information here, then there's International Citizens Day on the 22nd of September. That's at the House of International House of Copenhagen. Mm. And great event for discovering, learning more about how to integrate yourself in this society, make it easier for yourself, get all the facts you need.
Actually, I'm performing at International Citizens Day in Hanning. on the 23rd. Ah. So if you live near Hanning, I'm going to travel a long time.
That's a good bit away.
There and back. I'm going to perform at the Hanning Library.
Ah.
For international folks.
Cool.
There. So if you're around there, come on down.
Very nice.
Yeah.
If you're staying on that side of the country, if you're in Aarhus on a Sunday, Alberts does open mic comedy. It's in English. It's very funny. Check out Alberts open mic comedy.
They should really start paying us for that.
They don't even know I do it. They don't even know I do it.
The whole point of an open mic is that you're not paid.
But we're playing.
All right.
All right.
I think that's a show. Until next week, we should all just stay.
Cool.